a very gutsy effort from your team, but in the end, a 2-0 defeat.
Yeah, I said we're all disappointed that we got beat again, but like I said in there, you're an idiot if you haven't seen the old green leaves of recovery, you know, and players that want to put the shirt on, players that want to play for Gosport. I thought we were organised. I thought we put a shift in. You know, people have been telling me then, you know, that if you took out our two individual errors that cost us goals, which I can't legislate for, that they wouldn't have known who was top and who was down the bottom. So, you know, that you've got to be happy with that. I'm never happy with a defeat. You know, but I'll be silly to say that. Everyone knows me. I'm a winner. I want to win football matches. But you know, our season was never going to get judged on playing top of the league or 6 points clear. You know, our season will be judged as from next week when we play teams in and around us like Truro. You know, and if we play like that, then I'm sure we can get results.
Was the league's top scorer Dave Tarpey the difference?
He was, you know, that, you know, although I'm bemoaning, you know, by both goals, really, you know, Joe Oshler has taken ownership for the first mistake, had a couple of chances to clear it. And when you've got someone like Dave Tarpey harping down on you with the pace that he's got, you're always going to be in trouble. And Tony Lee giving the ball away on the halfway line, you know, it seems harsh, but like I said, you know, even though he made that mistake, you should be able to give the ball away in the middle third and still have people around to cover. But it was a great finish. He pulls the ball down with one foot and finishes with the other, you know, and that's probably why he's one of the hottest properties at our level at the moment.
You're just above the relegation zone. Do you think you can survive and remain in this division?
No, I don't think it. I know it. Of course we will. You know, and like I said to you, if you've seen the way we played out there now, and it's up to me now and Sean Wilkinson to make sure we take this into the other games. If we play like that, you know, we've got more than enough, you know, to beat teams in and around us. So the answer to that is no, because we will stay up.
It's quite close for comfort at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, some say, but you know, the good thing is now that you know we've played the Ebbsfleets and Maidenheads and Poole Towns and all these people up around the Hungerfords, we've played them all twice. The teams we now got to play are in and around us, and that's how I know we will stay up, because we can beat those teams in and around us. Yes, we may lack a little bit of equality at the moment to beat those top sides, but we've proved today that we can put a shift in and we can compete with the best. So if we get that going, then of course we can beat teams in and around us, because we're better than them.
What about your future, Alex? Will you be here next season, or will this be your last at Borough?
That's a very good question, and one I wasn't expecting. You know, like I said to you before, I think you can only get kicked so many times. You know, one of the reasons that I am here is because of those 11 years that I've put into the club. You've got that investment, and you don't want to see that unravelling. I've also, you know, put my money where my mouth is, not like these social media buffs that just are these keyboard warriors. I've actually put over £30,000 into my own money into this football club in order to sustain it. Some will argue, well, you're a director. I don't set budgets. I make sure that I'm under budgets. You know, that's one thing. This club has never been in trouble because Alex Pike or Mick Catlin overspent. We were always under the budget that was set, and we don't set the budget. So whoever sets the budget's got to have a look at that, not us. And I'm proud of that, you know, and I'm proud of the fact that where Gosport have been and what Gosport have achieved on the budget that has been set, because it is one of the worst in the league. And that's no excuses, that is fact. And what we now got to do is pull together and make sure that we make the most of it from between now and the end of the season. I think Sean, when he came in, was quite shocked when he saw what some of our players were on. You know, we tried to bring players in this week, and like I said to you, when you see they're on £400, £500, £600, £700, and these players are not even in the side, I can't afford to pay one of my players that. Never, you know, never alone to have someone sitting on the bench on that type of money. So it shows you how difficult it is. But you know, I love the challenge and I love this football club. But whether I'm going to be here or not next season, I don't know is the answer to that. You know, the way I feel at the moment is that I want to see what these group of players can do. You know, that people like Aaron Dawson and Ben Harding and Joe Osler, you know, that I've seen out there today and the effort that they put in, and I feel that I'll be betraying them because, you know, they've signed 2-year contracts. So, you know, I'll have to have a look at it. There'll be no knee-jerk reaction. But, you know, and there may be new owners coming in anyway. That's something that's got to be put into the melting pot. New owners come in, they might not want me as a manager. You know, they might look at what's happened at Gosport over the last few weeks and be putting the blame firmly at my door. So I might be out of a job, and, you know, that's football. So we'll just have to wait and see.
What is the latest with the new consortium interested in taking over this football club?
Well, like I said to you, although I took a directorship of this football club, that was only to protect my interest and my wife's interest in the club. I have nothing for the everyday running of the club. The chairman has been negotiating with the new owners. I've seen a couple of emails that I've been copied into. You know, I don't think it's very far away. It is exciting. People are getting depressed because it's taken longer than expected. But like I've said to players and like I've said to the media, you know, if you buy a house, you know how difficult it is with chains breaking down and things like that. And especially when you've got the ground that presently is owned by the council. So you've got their solicitors, you've got our solicitors, and you've got the owner's solicitors. So there's three lots of solicitors involved. And my wife being a solicitor, I know how long they like to protract the negotiations because that means money. But and that's life. And we just have to wait and see. But all I can do at this present moment in time is, whilst I'm manager at this football club, I will fight. If I fight, my players will fight, and we will give the best that we possibly can to the borough. And like I said to you, we will stay up.
There's also a rumour that the club have applied to be in the Wessex League next season. Is that true?
Well, whoever spread that rumour, as I said previously about idiots, that was the idiot. You found him. You know, this club has worked hard, you know, to get where it is, and we will never, ever throw the towel in, whether that's from the board or from the manager. And what you will do, you know, like I said to you, I'm telling you, and I'm quite prepared to end up with egg on my face, that this club will stay up and we will avoid relegation and we will fight and we'll rebuild in the summer. If that wasn't to happen and we went down to the Southern Premier, you find your level. You know, and if we went down to, you don't give up status and where you've come from, just take an easy option. You know, I've never taken an easy option in my life, and I won't let this club do that either. And if that was the case, that'd be the time when Alex White would walk.